Anderson thought he had been made a scapegoat. When he settled with the SEC, his lawyer issued a statement that cast some of the blame on Jobs. It said that Anderson had cautioned Mr. Jobs that the executive team grant would have to be priced on the date of the actual board agreement, or there could be an accounting charge, and that Jobs replied that the board had given its prior approval. Heinen, who initially fought the charges against her, ended up settling and paying a $2.2 million fine without admitting or denying any wrongdoing. Likewise, the company itself settled a shareholders' lawsuit by agreeing to pay $14 million in damages. Rarely have so many avoidable problems been created by one man's obsession with his own image, Joe Nocera wrote in the New York Times. Then again, this is Steve Jobs we're talking about.